opening statement, and then we'll open up the questions. And there's Mike on the side. Please wait for Mike before you ask the question.
Well, I think, number one, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is that Missouri made some big-time plays at the right times of the game. And that was the difference of the game. They made, I thought, three big threes that really changed. And I thought Jabari Brown's three-pointer was a big-time clutch shot that he made. And so on one hand, you got to give him credit for that. They came in and made some big-time plays. And I thought we were in a position to win the game, and we've got to do a better job. We got to rebound the ball better. You know, we had one of those defensive rebounds turned into a three-point basket for them. Whether it's getting defensive rebound, not giving up a three, executing the offense a little better to make sure you get the right shots. We stepped to the foul line today and struggled. Didn't make foul shots today and missed some key ones. So you put all those things together, and I think right there at the end of the game, Missouri made a couple plays that changed the outcome of the game.
Question here,
Well, I think we were in control, and then I think it's again, I think you got to give those guys credit. They stepped up and made some big shots. They're difficult to defend because they're so good at going to the basket that, you know, you're playing them to drive it because you have to respect their ability to drive the ball to the basket. And then they stepped up and made a couple of big-time threes. And that was the difference in the game. Those 10-point lead evaporated quick because of that. So, I thought that was the difference in the game.
Coach, how important do you feel this game is going into league play next weekend to get a game like this on yourself?
Well, I think every game is important. We don't treat this one any different than we will the one we got to play Monday night. So, every game is an opportunity for us to improve and get better. We did some good things today. I like the way Kyle stepped up as a freshman and made some big plays, showed emotion, blocked a shot, made some jump shots. So we did some good things. We had some other guys struggle a little bit today. I think Cat struggled most of the day, never really got going. Our bigs, if you look at the rebounds from our four post players, not very many. So we did some good things. We didn't do some good things. But each game for us is an opportunity to improve, and same thing on Monday night. It's a thing where absolutely we want TJ more involved, although he's not our only option. Walton made two big shots, Kyle made some big shots. But I do think we can do some things to make sure TJ stays involved. I thought he got tired, and I took him out at the 4-minute mark and tried to give him a blow around that timeout. But I don't think that he, was as aggressive. So we've got to do a better job there with him on that.
Coach, just to follow up, you sort of answered my question, but in addition to Steve, was there anything Missouri did differently with TJ in the last 12 minutes that they weren't doing?
No. I don't think so. And he had a couple pretty good looks. He had one right there in front of the bench. Pretty good look on a three-pointer. Just didn't get it done down the stretch.
Thank you.